94.8 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Investigators looking into the deadly mid-air collision over the Potomac have more key evidence to work with. The NTSB's J. Todd Inman.
We have recovered the Sikorsky black box. It is safely at the NTSB headquarters. It will begin an evaluation, just as the other two recorders did last night.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve says barges will arrive tomorrow to lift the plane out of the river.
Can tell that airplane is out of the water, so the salvage effort becomes important not only for the investigation, but for the efforts to recover the lives lost. About 41 of the people that perished here of the 67 have been recovered.
Gary O'Hara's son, Ryan, was the crew chief of the Army helicopter.
Basically witness your son's death in the news. It's devastating.
He says Ryan trusted his crew with his life.
Keep wondering if my wife and I and Taryn will ever feel like we're going to be whole again, because we're just broken. You're just broken.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wausau man is facing multiple drug charges after police found him carrying over 700 grams of meth. Brittany Merlot has more.
The Wausau Police Department says its community resource unit received information back in December regarding a drug trafficking residence on the southwest side of Wausau. During the investigation, investigators learned that 31-year-old Wausau man Tyler Briggs was bringing a large amount of methamphetamine into Wausau on Wednesday. Police located Briggs and took him into custody outside of a local establishment on West Thomas Street. During the arrest, investigators found 1.6 pounds of methamphetamine in a backpack Briggs was carrying. And Briggs is scheduled to appear in court today.
Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn said Thursday that he will recuse himself from a forthcoming case that will decide the future of Act 10, the controversial 2011 law that stripped collective bargaining rights from some state workers. Hagedorn helped write the original legislation when he was the chief legal counsel for Governor Scott Walker. Hagedorn's decision was announced in a two-page court filing. He said the law commands that he not hear the case, the Associated Press reported. Hagedorn's decision not to participate in the case means the court's four liberal and two conservative justices will decide the case's future. Earlier this week, Republican state lawmakers had pushed for Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who is part of the court's liberal wing, to recuse herself, as she had said she thought the law was unconstitutional. Democratic legislators had urged Hagedorn to recuse himself. Governor Evers was in Wausau yesterday touring the women's community, which is one of the numerous Wisconsin Victims of Crime Act agencies that depend on financial assistance from the state and federal government. In his budget proposal, Governor Evers directed $66 million to support those VOCA organizations. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers making changes on their coaching staff. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN reporting the Packers plan to hire DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Covington was the Patriots defensive coordinator last year. He was hired by Bill Belichick and was New England's defensive line coach when they won their most recent Super Bowl 5 years ago. But the Packers are losing linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli. After just 1 year in Green Bay, Campanelli is 42. He grew up in New Jersey playing linebacker at Rutgers.
I started out as a high school coach. I grew up around high school football, you know, my father and my brothers and everything. So that's really where my background is.
College basketball. The Badgers hope to bounce back after losing at Maryland. Wisconsin will be at Northwestern tomorrow. Tip-off time, 1 o'clock. Number 9th ranked Marquette at home in Milwaukee against UConn tomorrow night. Game time, 7 p.m. The Bucks road trip continues tonight in San Antonio against the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team. He'll be joining Giannis as a reserve. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and colder for tonight, a low dropping to the mid-teens. For tomorrow, cloudy sky, breezy, some snow showers in the afternoon, a high in the low 30s. Then turning partly sunny and warmer Sunday, high in the mid-40s. Currently 35 degrees.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and have an all-new What's Worse. Your chance to call in, have your voice heard. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Schwabba.
Do it. Light it up. Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me as we close down yet another week and say goodbye to January. I'm very excited to welcome February. Not that I like February, but once we start it, we can look forward to it being over. That's how I justify that. Riding shotgun tonight in the producer's chair is Conrad Krieger, the K-Man, as always. How you doing tonight, Conrad?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, we got a big show tonight.
We do. We do. We got a lot of great guests.
Got a lot of great guests. We got a good question. It's there's some celebrity birthdays that are, you know, mentionable. This is the first weekend, I know, for you and many football fans. I include myself. There's no NFL games.
Is the Pro Bowl this weekend?
Yeah,
I was going to say, I think you're forgetting about the Pro Bowl flag football game.
Oh, it's flag football now?
It's been like that for 2 years now, and it's just not the same, you know? I miss when they actually took it serious, but obviously... They wanted to take out injuries.
Yeah.
But it's just like the All-Star game for the NBA. When you start taking that stuff serious, it draws a lot of more fan attention.
Well, it's just kind of stupid. I mean, I never... honestly, I thought they were always kind of mailing it in, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just think I'd rather see them do contests anyway, because it is a dumb reason to risk injury. But
it is.
Anyway.
They do
we got the Super Bowl coming up next week. I'm sure we'll talk about that with Mike Clemens and over the next week. But tonight we have a great show. This is a fun Friday night here on Nightlight. Our pal Luke Mathers joins us at 6:35. Luke was here about a month ago, maybe a little over a month ago actually, and took our Christmas movie quiz and did quite well. I would say C+, four out of five.
That's higher than a C+.
Where'd you go to school? That's like an 80 is like a solid, maybe a B- if you judge on the curve. My point is, if there were more questions, Luke probably would have done much better. His percentages probably would have gone up. We only threw 5 at him. This time we're gonna come at him. We've doubled or tripled the amount of questions. And the quiz is about Wisconsin, his beloved Wisconsin. He is a true and true Wisconsinite. I mean, I am too. You are too. But Luke... he loves the sports teams. He knows a lot because he works in news. He works, kind of does everything. He's an executive producer at Civic Media. So it'll be interesting to see how much he knows about Wisconsin. How do you think he'll do?
I think he'll do good. I think he will, because I made some of the questions a little easier, but I made a couple tough ones.
Yeah. And I it's probably a little tougher than the movie quiz was. Although I was surprised he did as well as he did on that. He did pretty well. So Luke will be here at 6:35. We'll have some fun with Luke. We'll ask him a few other things, maybe a sports question here or there, and we'll give him the Wisconsin quiz, folks. How much do you know about your state? Do you know more than Luke? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Listen in and find out. Then at 7:05, my old pal Rich Brown, a guy I did stand-up with years ago and became very good friends with, will join the show to talk about comedy writing and Rich has so many stories. He'll probably tell us a story or two about his days partying in the 70s. He's a little older than me. I never lived through that 70s partying thing like I hear people talk about. It was pretty, things were pretty sterile in the 80s when I was in school. It's like maybe kind of like the 50s. But Rich has these stories where like sometimes I can't believe he lived through them. But he will be here to talk comedy writing at 7:05. And then it is, ladies and gentlemen, a bar band Friday night here at Nightlight. Terry Barr, our good friend and co-host of Max Inc. Radio, who does so many great things here at Civic Media, will be here and bring us new music and great conversation. Did you hear the songs that she sent, Conrad?
They're great.
Really cool.
Yeah.
And I like when she sends us something different, too. And tonight's a little different. It's got kind of a bluesy, jazzy... I like it. So we'll hear from Terry. She can explain everything, and we will pick her brain about some of the music and some of the guests coming up on Max Inc. Radio. I did an interview yesterday with Jimmy from Max Inc., and that was really fun. I talked to Jimmy for quite a while on my ride home last night, and they have such a good time there, and it's just another one of those great Civic Media, kind of like Nightlight, where it's sort of laid back, chill, you know, and they eat up a lot of time on the weekends, Saturday night, 6 to midnight. That's a huge show and a huge show to plan. They do such a great job. Terry will be here at 7:35, taking some extra time to be with us here on Nightlight. You know, Green and Gold opens today. Anders Lindwall was on the show. He's the director of Green and Gold. This is his first attempt at a feature film. And so many directors, folks, make the leap, you know, when they're commercial directors and they shoot more short form stuff like that. Every director wants to do a movie. They want to try it. Well, Anders tried it. He's been working on this script for years, and he and his brother, actually, and they finally got it in shape. They got the money together. They shot this film. It's his first foray into the feature film world. And by all accounts, it looks like it's doing really well. He's got like a 69. There's 16 reviews in on Rotten Tomatoes, and he's got a 69%, which is fantastic. So I hope the film crushes. He was a great guest on the show. He seems like just a really good guy. And when he was on the show, I teased him about being raised in the suburbs of Marinette up in Stevenson, Michigan, which is about 25 minutes away. But he's actually was born and bred in Iron River, Michigan as well. So really good guy. The movie looks great. I hope it does well. I'm excited to see it. Are you going to go this weekend, Conrad?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
You got your ticket?
I don't got it yet, but I'm gonna go tomorrow for a late showing if I can find one around Green Bay, which yeah. I should be able to.
You should be able to. I haven't looked in Marinette yet here to see if it's. I'm sure it's playing at some point, but I'll probably try to check it out this weekend too. But good luck to Anders. Very exciting stuff. And if all goes as planned, he'll be making more feature films, so that's exciting too. I saw this. You saw this Michael Scott.
Yes.
Hold on. I want to get to that, but let's get the question out there because we have a couple of pre-recorded segments tonight. And if people want to text, I want them to get the text in so we can read them and not have this big lull while we're doing our pre-recorded stuff. But our question of the night, folks, is here. It's right now. It's happening.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay. Question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What do you overspend on? Very simple question. What do you overspend on? What do you wish you didn't spend so much money on? For me, it's food. Eating out. I eat out too much. I could probably save $200 a month, maybe more, if I didn't eat out so much. I know some people spend money on coffee. Some people have gas guzzlers. They spend too much for insurance. But I saw this on Yahoo Entertainment today, and it said the 8 worst culprits for overspending. And then they gave us a list of 16, which is probably part of the problem. Number one is auto insurance, which I was not expecting because that, you know, if you shop around, it seems like if you can get in the right ballpark, at least you're not overspending exorbitantly. Number two is online shopping. It's easy to do and maybe therefore easier to spend money. Paying off credit card debt on your own when some companies are willing to help, like with zero balance transfers. We just talked about this with Chip Chinnery the other day, and that's why this kind of caught my eye. You can transfer your credit card balances onto a zero interest card and pay it off without paying interest. Because most of your payments go to interest anyway if your debts are high enough. Four, not getting a financial advisor. Conrad, do you have a financial advisor?
I do not.
All right.
My mom.
Ask me more questions.
My mom?
Oh.
She tries to help
good
me out.
With money?
Yeah, she tries to help me out.
Nice. Does she give you good advice? You think she's steering you in the right direction?
Yeah, she used to get mad at me for spending money.
Makes sense. Were you spending her money?
In college, yeah.
Okay, there you go. My daughter does that. I'm get these bills. I'm like Starbucks, 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 Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. And I'm like, I don't know how she gets the numbers. And then she'll call me, hey, Dad, can you transfer money? I want to go to Starbucks. I'm like, you're already going to Starbucks. Why? Crazy. But she doesn't spend that much. It's not like it's a problem. I just don't know. I would like to cut back in all areas. But it says number five is not tapping into your home's equity, which I found interesting. Number six, paying for subscriptions you don't even use. Streaming services.
Yeah.
You know, you said you let, did you get Apple TV back?
No, I actually, when I get it, I cancel it like right away because you can still have all of it for the rest of the month. So I don't forget it. You know, I don't forget it. Okay. I ever knew on. So I cancel it right away so that I don't forget. So that's one thing I make sure to cancel. Okay. And then if I want it back, I see a good TV show, I'll do it again, you know?
That's the way to do it. I mean, I applaud you for that because I'm not as organized as I should be when it comes to that because I spend a lot of money on streaming platforms. But that's our question tonight, folks. What do you overspend on? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Another one on here is late fees. You're a day or two late. On a credit card, it could be $30 to $50. Even on Spectrum, once in a while, I'm late on Spectrum. I don't think it's a crazy charge, but it's still a charge of money you don't have to spend. So what do you overspend on? You can let us know via text, or you can text us on the app, or hit us up on the stream. Conrad, how can people watch the radio?
Yeah, so on Facebook, we're WISS, WGBW, or Nightlight with Pichuaba. On YouTube, it's Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter, it is Civic Media or WGBW.
Did you hear on the news that Chelsea O'Donnell, Rosie O'Donnell's daughter, was busted in Marinette County?
I did see that, yes.
I mean, I'm proud of where I'm from. I'm proud of Marinette. There's a lot of great people here. And there's some really cool stories of people who are from here. But then we have our Chelsea O'Donnells, our Pauly Shores, our highest bar capita per rate. In the 70s and 80s, we had more bars per capita here than anywhere in the world. We also had the highest unsolved murder rate in the 70s. Put that in your pipe and puff on it. How does that happen? I mean, it's probably two murders, but in the amount of people we have here, that's a lot, you know? So we always seem to make... And then there was a CIA operative dropped behind enemy lines named Hasenfuss in the 90s, I think it was. And he was like... connected to Ali North and the Contras. It was just like Marinette just makes the headlines for the craziest stuff. Unlike Uwascom, your hometown.
Yeah,
which seems to Jesus be like a little Mayberry.
Yeah, there's about, like, I think 4,000 people. So
the Marinette dwarfs. I live in the big city. Are we going to go to a break already? What's going on here? We just got here. Okay. So we'll do this, and then we'll come back and talk about Michael Scott's girlfriend. I'll read some of your texts. And Family Guy dropped today, folks. We got some funny Family Guy clips, too. It's all coming up on Nightlight with Pichuaba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms, you do the thing.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WISCaregiver.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
And then another. That is the great Peter Griffin. The anniversary of Family Guy dropping and entering our lives and bringing us many, many laughs. Our question of the night is, what do you overspend on? I think a lot of people say coffee. And like we were talking about with Chip the other night, if you really like going out to get coffee, you're not really overspending. If it brings something to your life other than just the liquid you're drinking, it's okay. He suggested finding a way to pay for it, cutting something else, but I don't know. I overspend on food. I go out to eat too much. And on the text line, Annie says, Annie in Watertown says, why aren't you writing off your subscriptions? Certainly work-related. That's true, Annie, and I do. However, like my wife always says, here's how I'll justify something. I'll say, it's a write-off. She's like, well, we still have to pay for it. And as I found out when I was doing my taxes this year, I thought I could write off my mileage back and forth to Green Bay. They wouldn't let me do that. The government said, no. That's your job. Okay. So it's just kind of a hit. Same thing with the subscriptions. Like I am able to write those off, but I still have to pay for it. So thinking maybe Annie's an accountant. Pretty savvy. It's a pretty savvy text, Conrad.
I agree.
Yeah. Annie also says, too much on vehicles, country livings, necessary expense. Yeah, that's true too. If you have a commute, I mean, I fill my tank. I have a hybrid. I still fill my tank 3 times a week, 2.5 times a week, whatever. It adds up. I agree. So let us know what you overspend on. And we have a great show tonight, folks. Luke Mathers is coming up in a few minutes. He's going to take our Wisconsin quiz. We're going to check Luke's knowledge of his beloved Wisconsin, our beloved Wisconsin. And I trust that he will do well. We shall see, though. Rich Brown is here at 7:05. Rich writes for the Farrelly Brothers, and he's written for other movies, done a lot of punch up. He's a great joke writer and a very funny stand-up comedian. He'll be here at 7:05. And then it is a bar band Friday night. So at 7:35, Terry Barr will be here from Max Inc. Radio. Always fun to have Terry. So what do you overspend on, Conrad? Did you tell me?
I would probably agree with coffee. There's something about just getting that coffee in the morning that instead of making it, I don't know why.
Right.
It tastes better, maybe.
Oh, that's interesting. No, I used to be like that, but yeah. Now I'm all about, I wake up, I click the button, and in 3 minutes, I've got it just the way I like it. So I do save money there. I do save, another one is cell phones. People go crazy. Like when I had Sprint, for 4 of us, and my kids were young at the time, like middle school, high school, it was over $300 a month. And then I switched to Verizon, it was even more. And now I am on the Cricket bandwagon, and I have been for 7 years. Are you ready for this, Conrad? You ready to take a memo? 4 lines, $100 a month, unlimited everything, no fees. They do
kind of treat you like you're a bad tenant, though. Like, if you don't pay your bill right on time, they turn it off and you can't make a call. And it's like, oh, man, it's only a $10 charge. And I forgot to pay it a few times over 8 years. But even with a $10 charge, it's a fraction of what I was paying at other companies. And Cricket is on the AT&T network. So the coverage is great. So I saved probably $200 a month over the last 8 years. That adds up too. And I'm only saying this. This kind of fascinates me now because I've never really paid attention to finances like that. I kind of felt like if I had enough to pay my bills, great. But I know I need to be smarter. And that's why this article caught my attention today and made me think of our conversation with Chip Chinnery the other night for Chip's Money Tips. Okay, so we have a big anniversary today in the world of show business, and that is the dropping of Family Guy. And we just heard a little bit of some Peter Griffin instrumentals, I guess. What do we have? We have clips here. We have the redneck one. I love that one.
Yeah.
Let's play this. Okay, so on the anniversary of Family Guy, which dropped in 1999, 26 years ago, folks. That's why I'm such a great financial guy, is because I can do math that quickly. But here is a great clip from Family Guy of Peter Griffin at his best.
Peter, what the hell are you doing with a pickup truck?
Wait, let me guess. This is because of the Redneck Comedy Festival, isn't it?
Oh, that dog of mine.
We now return to Carl Sagan's Cosmos, edited for Rednecks.
I'm Carl Sagan. Just how old is our planet? Scientists believe it's 4 billion...
Hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Scientists have determined that the universe was created by a...
God.
Big Bang. If you look at the bones of a...
Jesus.
Dinosaurus Rex, it's clear by the use of carbon dating that...
Mountain Dew is the best soda ever made.
Peter, do we have to watch this?
This is what rednecks watch, Brian.
Peter, that's disgusting. Here, spit in this cup instead.
Oh, there's my apple juice.
Stewie, wait, don't...
Where's my money? You gonna give me my money?
Never mind.
I think my favorite moments on Family Guy are when Brian talks down to Peter. Brian the dog.
Yes.
Well, just give that condescending, like, Peter, like... just cracks me up. Bridget on the text line, she's in the 818, says, I think groceries. Well, I lost my text. There we go. Every time I step into a grocery store, I spend at least $20 or $30 when I don't. And when I don't meal prep, I go every day. I'm trying to meal prep, so I spend less. Wow, we got some really frugal listeners. I like this. You ever meal prep, Conrad?
Personally, myself, I've only done it a couple times, but I go over to my brother's and we all do like a meal prep together and it makes it a lot easier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a blast actually.
Yeah. So that's the greatest, cause I have meals for like 2 weeks and then I go back to having nothing.
Then you go back to Taco Bell.
Oh no,
it's important. And I'm trying to get better at that too. Like you have it, you just pull it out, you zap it, or you put it in the air fryer. I would love to be better at that. Ross from Crawford County says, hey, Pete and Conrad, I overspend on reading material, multiple newspapers and journals, and I don't get to them all. That is frustrating. He says 150 a month or more. Now, that's a lot. That's a lot of reading to do. I thought I had a lot of TV to watch. That's crazy. All right. Keep those texts coming, folks. We've got a couple pre-recorded segments coming up here, but we'll get to your texts afterwards. If you want to share what you overspend on. Coming up next, Civic Media All-Star Luke Mathers takes our Wisconsin quiz. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by me.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you have a love for wildlife and enjoy being out in nature, the Wood County State Wildlife Area Advisory Committee is looking for members. This committee will work together to develop the state wildlife area in the town of Remington. The Wood County Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee is looking for people who are interested in shaping nature's playground. If that's you, call 715-421-8422 for more information. The month of January ends with Winter Salt Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on how to reduce how much we use.
To reduce the use of salt at home, shovel and clear walkways and other areas before the snow turns to ice. The more snow removed manually, the less salt you'll need, and the more effective it'll be.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
We got something going here in Madison. Power play goal, Simon Tassi. 2-1 Wisconsin. Stops one and another again to his left. He scores. Oh, he ripped that one over the glove hand. William Grima, like an octopus in a broom closet.
We are America's college hockey capital.
The relentless
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Good evening, hockey fans from Mariucci Arena in Minneapolis. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers open a two-game series against the fourth-ranked Minnesota Golden Gophers. Adam Morrison is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. From UW Athletic Brand Communications, Paul Capobianco, my partner tonight, I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers are 11-12-3 overall, 6-9-1 in the Big Ten, and currently alone in fourth place after taking 4 of 6 points from Michigan last weekend in front of 24,000 fans at the Kohl Center. A thrilling 5-4 win on Friday, a 3-3 overtime tie on Saturday. And Paul, the Badgers have been playing well. They're one game away from getting to 500 for the first time since the first weekend of the regular season, and they've had so many chances to get to that spot, right?
They have had some chances. The schedule has been pretty difficult if you look back with Michigan State and what UConn in Milwaukee and Michigan, yep, a few times. But the Badgers are right there, getting back to that point. We know Coach Hastings never had a losing season in his coaching career, and I'm sure he wants to keep that going, and the Badgers obviously do. One regulation loss in 17 games, going all the way back to when the Badgers played Minnesota at the Kohl Center. But, I mean, it's been kind of the story of the year. Early on, it was that one line for Wisconsin, and now more guys are scoring. The goaltending's playing well in general, and the Badgers have gotten themselves in position. Fourth place for home ice in the Big Ten. 16 in the pairwise, right on the cusp of being in the NCAA tournament, which when the Badgers started out 2-8 or 9 or whatever it was, thought there's no way that the Badgers are going to climb back. But they've climbed back and made a heck of a run here, and now you get to play your border rival, which is another huge series, and try to move up. I mean, the Badgers somehow sweep this. They get within 2 points of Minnesota in the Big Ten standings, which is kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah, and Wisconsin's swept Minnesota at Mariucci before, in fact, last season. So it's happened 4 times since the 05-06 campaign. The Golden Gophers under Coach Bob Motzko are 19-6-3, 10-4-2 in the Big Ten, 5 points behind league-leading Michigan State after getting spanked in Lansing last Friday night 9-3 and then suffering a shootout loss after a 3-3 overtime tie. Gophers have only 2 wins in their last 8 Big Ten games. Still, they lead the country in goal scoring. And speaking of scoring, you mentioned it a moment ago, the Badgers have been putting the puck away on a regular basis here of late.
Oh, for sure. Last weekend, obviously, 9 goals against Michigan. Again, we go back to those first 10 games of the year, it was 18 goals, but the Badgers have been, I think they have 66 goals in their last 16 games or so. And again, that top line with Quinn Finley, Gavin Morrissey, and Ryland Mosley did a lot of the damage, or has been doing plenty of damage. But, you know, we saw last Friday when it looked, everyone kind of held their breath when you saw Quinn Finley skate off the ice in the first period. And the Badgers, you wondered, okay, how the heck are they going to win this game? But the Badgers stepped up. Christian Fitzgerald stepped in there, had a great game with a couple of goals. Tyson Dick got into the offense last week, had an assist in that game. Logan Hensler kind of stepped up, has a couple of goals in a couple of weekends. And Simon Tassie, guys that you want to hear, and they all got into the game and got the Badgers a 5-4 great come-from-behind victory. The defensemen have scored a little bit more lately since Daniel Lotch has gone out. Dexheimer and Hensler and Scholes all have scored goals. So they still have that top line going great guns, but they add in a goal or two from somebody else each game, and the Badgers' offense is in really good shape.
It'll be fun to watch Wisconsin's top line against Minnesota's top line. I don't know how often they'll be on the ice together, but you look at the Gophers, they have freshman Brody Zimmer, who's a stud, Eric Paulson, a freshman from Sweden who's really come on of late, and then you have one of the nation's leading goal scorers, like Quinn Finley, Jimmy Snuggerud, 11 goals in his last 12 games. He's got 18 for the season. So who's going to score more here tonight, Wisconsin or Minnesota? We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
We're at Mariucci Arena tonight. The Wisconsin Badgers take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers in game one of a weekend series, joined on by head coach Mike Hastings. And there's always a little extra pep in the step when you walk into Mariucci, isn't there?
Yeah, you know what? It's a border battle, rival, whatever words you want to put to it. It is a little different just because it's your neighbor. And we have to go out and, you know, they got us in our building. And so for us to go out at this time of the year, we've got to put our best foot forward, because them having the weekend they had last weekend, us garnering some points at home, we've been playing better as of late. Now we've got to continue to progress.
Yeah, it's nice to see that your club is playing better and people taking notice too. Nationally, you're ranked for the first time in 3 months. Your pairwise is right there. There's an at-large berth available to you if you don't win the Big Ten Conference Tournament. I know the guys know that too, and I'm sure they're feeling better about how things are going right now, but there's a lot of work left to be done.
Oh yeah, you can't take, and especially in the situation the league we're in, you can't take your foot off the gas. You start looking behind you, you're going to run into something. And so for us, again, it's the only thing I've asked the guys to do this week is in our preparation, is making sure now what we learned from last week on the positive, we continue to reinforce that. Some of the things, quote unquote, our starts have to be better if we're going to put ourselves in a position to win road games or road points in this league. We've been good at it up until this point. We've got to just continue to push that rock up the hill.
Also, back to a little notoriety, Christian Fitzgerald was named the Big Ten's number one star of the week last week. Mike and I have talked about Fitzy a lot this week on the radio show, on the Badger Hockey Digest. You know, he scores 3 goals, but I hearken back to what he did on Friday night, dogging Evan Werner back in the defensive zone, or in the offensive zone, just trying to waste more time on the clock to, you know, prevail, to get that win. And boy, that was just sheer determination and a will to win, how hard he dogged that kid.
Or relentless, yeah. Right? That's hard to play against. You know, I think of going back, and I know he's probably about listening. Adam Burrish was relentless, whether he played in Green Bay, he played with the Badgers, or he played in the National Hockey League. We need a little bit more of that. And when Christian plays at that pace because of his skating ability, he just becomes a player that's good with the puck, a player that's good without it, becomes more of a complete player.
Mike, also, it seems like your lines are kind of evening out a little bit. We're seeing some more production. We talked about it, the secondary scoring. But when you see what Sawyer Scholl's doing on the fourth line, you see what Simon Tassie did on the third line. And then not only Christian on that second line, Kyle Kukkonen with a couple of points last week, but Tyson Dick may have had his best weekend as a Badger last week.
Absolutely his best week, and I appreciate you bringing him up and noticing that, because it's something on a daily, and you and I have talked for 2 years now about our dailies and watching our week. He's doing that consistently Monday through Thursday, which I look at, he looks at, the rest of the guys can look at, is that's what's allowing him to have the success on the weekends. And so I think whether it's been on the power play, whether it's been 5-on-5, he's had opportunities when we had Laskowski get out of the lineup because of a lower body injury. He's taken advantage of that opportunity.
Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers tonight. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Owen Lundmark, center from Wisconsin Men's Hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. You can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/CoversZamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
The Badgers and the Gophers coming up here in just a bit. Minnesota, top 5 team in the country, the highest scoring team in the country right now. They score on the rush. They love to go on the power play. So one of the keys, stay out of the box if you possibly can, although your penalty kill's been pretty good too. And yeah, they like to attack on the rush. You always hear coaches say, we don't want to get into a track meet against Minnesota. But you still have to skate with them though, don't you?
Well, it's the only way you can defend them.
Yeah.
And then just not creating their offense through poor puck management. I think there, when you talk about off the rush, how does that rush start? A lot of times it's between the tops of the circles of their end and that, you know, 10 to 15 foot area just outside their blue line. They can take a turnover in that area and transition you on it. They're really good coming into the zone. So us, one, puck decisions, protecting a puck. Best defense is being able to have it on your stick when they have to defend you. And so our puck possession, our puck decisions, and then when they do get into our zone, just making sure that, as you said, we're skating to a point of defending. If we're defending and standing around, they're going to have the puck for an inordinate amount of time in our zone, and that's not good for us. So opportunity, you got to go out and play, make plays, possess pucks. And when we get an opportunity on the power play, make sure that we're gaining momentum from it, and then get off to a good start at Mariucci, which sometimes is difficult to do, but that's our goal in the first 5 minutes.
Looking forward to it. That's head coach Mike Hastings, Wisconsin and Minnesota coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to wiagtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This real leather.
Back here at Mariucci Arena, about 15 minutes when the opening faceoff, Wisconsin and Minnesota will meet for the 315th time on the ice. Gophers lead the all-time series, 186 wins, 103 losses, 25 ties. They're 3-0-1 against Wisconsin since the Badgers swept the Gophers in this building last season back in November. These two teams did meet in November at the Kohl Center. Minnesota won the opening game 3-2, rallying from a 2-0 second period deficit after Quinn Finley and Kyle Kukkonen had scored. Ryan Chesley with a shorthanded goal. Jimmy Snuggerud tied it with a power play goal at the end of the second. Then Snuggerud won it with about 7 minutes to go in the third. And then on Saturday night in that series at the Kohl Center, Minnesota jumped out to an early lead. Then Rylan Mosley and Quinn Finley both score. The Badgers were up 2-1 after two, but Connor Kurth tied it on a power play with about 6 minutes left, and then Brody Ziemer batted in an aerial feed from Snuggerud for the overtime winner, and the Gophers walked away from Madison with 5 out of 6 points. Again, in second place in the Big Ten with a 10-4-2 record, but got spanked last week by Michigan State, 9-3 in a shootout loss, so losing 5 of 6 points there. Again, I mentioned the Gophers have only 2 wins in their last 8 Big Ten games, and when Bob Motzko was asked about that during his radio pregame show with Wally Shaver today, he said when you're going through a stretch like that, the sky is falling to Minnesota hockey fans. I don't think the sky is falling necessarily because, Paul, this is still a really good outfit.
I mean, you go, you take a look at their lineup and their line chart, and you see the names on there and all the draft picks that they have, 16 picks on their team.
Most in NCAA Division I hockey.
Correct, and Jimmy Snuggerud leads the way, and a lot of guys on here. Mason Nevers has been a guy that's killed the Badgers over the years. Aaron Hughlin came in as extremely highly touted guy who has great skill, but you also look at who they play in the last 8. They played 4 games against Michigan State and Ohio State, or top teams in the league, and Notre Dame is probably the one you look out and you wonder kind of what happened there. The 9-3 game a little bit too, but
right.
I mean, they're probably a little damaged in their confidence right now, and so Wisconsin has that opportunity to try to jump on them and take advantage. And you know, we get a couple of girls early and you start to, you know, internally as a team you wonder, oh, are we doing this again like we did last weekend? So you heard Coach Hastings talking about getting started quickly for the Badgers, and that'll be a could be a key to the game for sure.
Yeah, remember last year when the Badgers swept Minnesota in this building, the Gophers got off to a quick start as Jackson Nelson scored 15 seconds into the game. Remember that? And then the Badgers, Matthew DeSaint-Fowl, Cruz Lucius made it 2-1. Charlie Strobel scored to make it 2-2. Then Carson Bantle scored, DeSaint-Fowl again. Lucius with the final goal of the game for a 5-2 win. And then on that Saturday, the Badgers scored 6 minutes in to take the lead. Minnesota tied it. William Whitelaw scored to make it 2-1. Minnesota tied it in third, and then Simon Tassi scored the game winner with 2.5 minutes left. Yeah, they score early, and they can score a lot. They've outscored their opponents 38-18 in the first period.
Yeah, the one thing, obviously, you talk about the good starts, but you can feel somewhat okay if Wisconsin doesn't get that start. At least you look back into recent history and you go, okay, they didn't have a great start against Michigan, and they found their way back into the games both nights, so you don't want to do that. Don't want to make that a habit, but at least it's in your back pocket if you get in that position and you have a little bit of confidence. Okay, guys, we've been here before. We can come back. But again, just score early and often and don't worry about it.
Exactly. Yeah, 9 times this season, Wisconsin's allowed a goal under 2 minutes into a period. 4 times in the last 4 games they've had it happen under 3 minutes in the game, and last week they fell behind 1-0 less than 3 minutes in and less than 2 minutes in those 2 games against Michigan. But it's a new day. It's a Friday, and we're at Mariucci Arena on a beautiful, sunny Friday evening. Well, the sun's gone down, but it was a beautiful day, and we're about set to drop the puck, still about 11 minutes away or so. We'll set the line charts, check what else is going on in the Big Ten when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Final day of January, Michigan State leads the Big Ten with 37 points after losing on the road at Ohio State last night, 4-2. Riley Thompson had two goals and an assist for the Buckeyes, who are in third place, still 9 points off the lead, but only 4 points behind second place Minnesota. Wisconsin's in fourth place with 24. Michigan has 22 points. The Wolverines at home jumped out to a 2-0 lead on Penn State today, but the Nittany Lions have rallied, so it's 2-2 in the second period at Yost Arena. Notre Dame and Penn State share sixth place with 11 points. Notre Dame is idle this weekend. Wisconsin's home to play Penn State next weekend. And the top-ranked Wisconsin women all even at Minnesota Duluth. Badgers won, Bulldogs won second period in game one of their weekend series. All right, let's get to the UW Health Sports Medicine injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Out again, fourth straight game forward. Cody Laskowski, lower body injury. We hope to get him back soon. Daniel Lodge, the senior defenseman, done for the season after undergoing hip surgery. Our quick trip lineups will start with Minnesota. Their head coach, Bob Motzko, 20th year overall with 431 wins in his seventh season with Minnesota, 155, 77, and 20. Their starting goaltender is Liam Soulier, the transfer from Penn State this season, 8-4-1, a 209 goals against average, a 923 save percentage. Soulier stopped 31 of 33 shots in a 3-2 overtime win at Wisconsin back in November. But over his last three games, Soulier has a 426 goals against and an 869 save percentage. Part of that has to do with the fact that Michigan State put nine on the board against the Gophers goaltenders last Friday night. Defensively, one of the best in the country. Sophomore Sam Renzel, 9 goals, second most among blue liners in NCAA hockey. He's got 25 points. The Chicago Blackhawks, number one draft pick a couple of years ago. And Luke Mittelstadt, the former Madison Capital, 2 goals and 16 points. And starting for Minnesota at center tonight, sophomore Jimmy Clark, former Green Bay Gambler, 4 goals, 14 points. On the right wing, Nashville Predators first-round draft choice a couple of years ago, Matthew Wood, the transfer from UConn, 9 goals and 27 points. And then freshman Beckett Hendrickson, the son of former Gopher Darby Hendrickson, 3 goals and 8 points for the 6'2 freshman left winger. for Mike Hastings, who's in his 13th season as a head coach. 336 wins, 133 losses, and 30 ties. He will start Tommy Scarfone in goal. Scarfone and Soulière both from Montreal. Scarfone did not play against Minnesota back in November at the Kohl Center. He carries a 9-8-3 record, a 236 goals against, and a 908 save percentage. He earned the tie in Wisconsin's 4-4 overtime draw with Michigan on Saturday after coming in relief of starting goaltender William Grama. Starting defenseman tonight, Anthony Kerr, the fifth year out of Winnipeg. Anthony with 10 assists this season, three helpers, and was +4 last weekend against Michigan. He was really, really good.
He was all over the ice. Primary assists, not just assists. He was setting up the goals for the Badgers. Unbelievable on the defensive end. He's been physical the last few weeks. He's just been all-American kind of caliber player of late. He's been unbelievable.
He has been. Joe Palatichuk, the sophomore from nearby Cottage Grove, Minnesota, will start next to Anthony Kerr. Ben Dexheimer with Logan Hensler tonight. Zach Scholes and Jack Phelan, the other two defensemen. 6D for Mike Hastings' squad. The starting forward line for Wisconsin, the captain, Owen Lindmark out of Naperville, his 163rd game, 5 goals, 7 points for Lindmark this season. The left winger, freshman Ryan Botterill from Manitoba, 2 goals and 5 points. And then Simon Tassi, 6'2", 200-pound junior from Montreal, 3 goals, 8 points this season. He was really good last season and had that big game here at Mariucci to help the Badgers earn that sweep. And, you know, that was 2 goals and 3 points in a big-time game where the Badgers expended so much energy on Friday, played so well. Minnesota just wouldn't, you know, didn't give an inch, it didn't seem, in that Saturday game. But the Badgers found a way to win that hockey game, largely due to Simon Tassi.
Yeah, he was a great opportunistic player in that game last year. Found a late goal and got the Badgers up. And, again, it's good to see him get producing last week and look for him to continue that the rest of the way.
Badgers top line again tonight. Quinn Finley, Gavin Morrissey, and Ryland Mosley left to right. They've combined for 39 goals and 90 points this season. Amazing. Tyson Dick skating with Christian Fitzgerald and Kyle Kukkonen. Jack Horbach, Sawyer Scholl, and Adam Pietila make up the fourth line. And we'll see Luke Buss in the lineup, the freshman from Columbus, Ohio, his first appearance in 10 games. Hey, let's pause 10 seconds.